This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and this is your Nintendo News Minute for April 11th, 2023. So let's jump right into this, shall we? Nintendo Live is going to be happening in September of 2023 in Seattle. So that means I'm going to be there. Pretty good chance I will be attending this. And I want to know, are you going to be attending? Let me know in the comments below. Well, what is Nintendo Live? It's a little bit vague, but we got My Nintendo News open right now. Let's take a look. So after initially debuting in Japan, a Nintendo Live event is coming to the US. It is a new way to experience games in the worlds of Nintendo with fun gameplay, live stage performances, exciting gaming tournaments, memorable photo ops, and more. Held in September in Seattle, the in-person event will celebrate Nintendo's unique entertainment on the Nintendo Switch system, inviting all members of the family to come together and play and have fun. So this is from Doug Bowser, president of Nintendo of America. It says, fans of all ages can currently experience the unique games, characters, and worlds of Nintendo on Nintendo Switch, but we want to expand that scope with a new experience. With Nintendo Live 2023, we're giving attendees a chance to celebrate together with family, friends, and the broader Nintendo community in the spirit of fun, creating long-lasting memories. So, a few other tidbits from this event, according to MyNintendoNews.com. It says, during the event, visitors will be able to celebrate the world of Nintendo, taking part in the Nintendo Switch gameplay, enjoying live entertainment, cheering on high-energy gaming tournaments, and taking unforgettable photos with recognizable characters like Mario and Luigi, among many activities. We're going to jump on over to Nintendo's site real quick and just see what they have to say. So, games. Breaking it down, it says, an all-ages celebration of Nintendo fun. Share the excitement of playing games together, enjoying live stage performances. I feel like we've read this multiple times now. And more across a large-scale themed area. Whether you and your family are new to games, characters, and the worlds of Nintendo, or lifelong fans, everyone is welcome to have fun. Going on, it says, games, have a blast together with popular Nintendo Switch games. Play familiar favorites at your own pace. Jump into friendly competitions together or try something new to you. The live stage says, bring your energy and enjoy live stage performances, thrilling competitions, and more. Photo ops, meet and snap a share-worthy picture with some of your favorite Nintendo characters and check out sculptures that faithfully bring in-game worlds to the real world and other fun stuff. And then tournaments, cheer on top competitors as they go for the gold in high level play. And then it just says more coming soon. So really kind of vague on what exactly is going to be offered here, at least as far as specifics. We're not getting a ton of information, but it sounds like it's going to be a good time. I just saw recently that Shake Shack partnered with Nintendo and I believe Chance the Rapper for the Mario movie, and they had like the Mario's cart from the movie was there. You could sit in the plumbing van was there. It was like just a one night deal. If anybody is watching or listening to this, you were able to attend that. Let me know in the comments. It looks like they did some Nintendo or Mario themed items on the menu. And it looked like there was even Star Fruit on the shakes, which I thought was kind of a cool touch. But it was just a one-night deal. So if you were able to get there, let me know in the comments. Now, getting back to the Nintendo news, Super Mario Brothers movie, of course, back in the news. And this is according to Go Nintendo. The Super Mario Bros. Movie could earn $3.5 billion through box office and home release, says analysts. That's crazy. Of course, they've got a great picture of Donkey Kong here for this article. And it says the Super Mario Bros. Movie is already an astronomical hit, nabbing the biggest ever opening worldwide for an animated film, raking in $377 million in its first 5 days. They go on to say, now it seems it could be just the start of the film's success. Let's see. Axios spoke to MST Financial senior analyst David Gibson to get an outlook on where the movie could go from here. And the numbers that were thrown out are staggering. According to Gibson, the movie is currently tracking towards a $1.2 billion in global box office revenue by the team. It reaches the end. I think that may just say time. I think there's a little typo there on their post. By the time it reaches the end of the theatrical run, after that comes the digital side of things, and Gibson expects another $2.3 billion to come from that release. Now, my question is this strictly just going and seeing the film and then buying it digitally, or is this including some of the toys and everything? Because there's toys everywhere right now. Of course, we had the McDonald's run, but on top of that, like there are some relatively large action figures and then even small ones. I took my niece and my nephew on Saturday to go see the movie, and afterwards we jumped over to Target and we got little question mark blocks that like open up to small scenes, and my nephew got Mario and my niece got Princess Peach. So, and let's see, the digital side of things, another $2.3 billion once expenses and other costs for the film are removed. Gibson says Nintendo should pull in a whopping $1.1 billion in revenue. That's wild. That's wild. The article then finishes up by saying the one thing we've seen repeated with the Super Mario Bros. Movie is analysts missing the mark, underestimating what actually happens. It'll be interesting to see if that happens yet again here. I think this movie's going to be, I mean, it's already just so massive. And I don't know if you guys have seen, but Best Buy and Walmart both have some exclusive like Blu-ray steelbooks. The Walmart one is crazy. It looks like the Superstar. The Best Buy one is the one I kind of like. It has the mushroom on it and just a black steelbook. Looks really nice. These numbers are crazy. They're absolutely crazy. $1.1 billion in revenue is not a small number. And it pretty much guarantees that we are going to be seeing a lot more from Nintendo and Illumination. You can leave a comment on what you would like to see next. Legend of Zelda? Metroid? I saw some tweets talking about those recently saying hopefully those go live action and Mario sticks with the animated stuff. But I'm curious your thoughts. I'm still pulling for Animal Crossing movie, you know?
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This last story here is kind of interesting, and it has to do with Sony. This is from Game Rant. The article reads, Sony throws shade at Microsoft and Nintendo in newly published patent. So right off the bat, it says a newly published Sony patent oddly refers to Microsoft and Nintendo's home entertainment consoles as inferior to its products. This is wild that this kind of verbiage is being used in this setting, like referring to Xbox and Nintendo as inferior. According to the article here, it says a recently published Sony patent details a universal controller that will work across a number of devices from consoles to various entertainment apps. However, this filing also strangely refers to basically anything that is not a PlayStation product as inferior. All right, I'm gonna scroll on down here to the patent itself, and it basically says, actually, I think they have it. One of the articles I saw had kind of pulled it out here. I don't know if this one did. Yeah, here we go. Regardless, here this is from the patent here. It says the patent cites a PC, PS2, PS3, PS4, PSP, and PS Vita as examples of potential devices that the controller could be used with, ending with or a home entertainment system of a different, albeit inferior, manufacturer. The patent makes it clear elsewhere that home entertainment system is in reference to consoles, so that this comment is obviously targeted at Microsoft and Nintendo. And like I just said, according to the article here, it is certainly strange for this language to appear in a patent, and it gets stranger when the description for the patent includes text-based or automatic optical character recognition processes. Please use the PDF version for legal matters. It should be noted that the PDF version of this patent does not seem to include the inferior language. So strange. I thought console wars were strictly for the weird nerds on Twitter, but apparently this goes all the way to the top. You know, you got Microsoft and Xbox saying, yo, you know, better together. And then you've got PlayStation sitting out there on their throne of cash and single player games saying everyone else is inferior. This is wild to me. Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments. There will be a spot in the audio version as well where you can leave a comment if you would like. Of course, hit me up in the Discord. We can chat about it there. Thank you guys so much for listening. Let me know your thoughts. I want to hear from you guys on these Nintendo Minutes. The feedback I got yesterday was make them a little bit shorter. So that's what we're doing here. We're going to try to keep it around 10 minutes or so. Let me know your thoughts, what you would like to see. Also going to be adding indie games, because I've had requests for more indie games. So we're going to fire up the indie game radar, and I will be covering those in about 10-minute segments as well. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.